There's a term called WIFM, W-I-I-F-M. What's in it for me? It seems like a selfish term, and you hear this term in leadership seminars. For example, if someone has two job offers for exact same work, but one pays higher than the other, you automatically think, what's in it for me? I'm getting more money here, but what are my chances for advancement? What's in it for me? If I'm going to invest my money in a business, what's in it for me? I want us to start using the same term, but add an H at the end. Now it's become W-I-I-F-M-H, which translate to what's in it for my hereafter. You're spending time with your kids? Think, what's in it for my hereafter? You're spending time with your spouse? Think, what's in it for my hereafter? You're spending time with your parents? Think, what's in it for my hereafter? You're working? Think, what's in it for my hereafter? You're studying? Think, what's in it for my hereafter? You're eating? Think, what's in it for my hereafter? A Muslim's thought process for every action he does should be, what's in it for my hereafter? Once we start thinking about our hereafter before every action, it will mentally push us to make good intentions before every permissible act. The more intention one makes, the more reward he gets for the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life not to waste it, but to utilize it for the eternal hereafter that will never end. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.